Radio.
One of the joys of being an uncle is that you get to help your nieces and nephews learn all those important things in life, like learning how to ride a bike. And if you've ever helped a child learn to ride a bike, you probably remember one important lesson. Keep your eyes focused on where you're going. If you start looking down at the road, nervous about potential obstacles, it will be a very short trip because you'll end up on your butt. But if you keep your eyes on the road ahead, you'll be able to steer safely and go a lot further. Well, this afternoon, when God told Moses that he had heard the cries of the Israelites and was prepared to deliver them, Moses didn't celebrate. He probably wasn't feeling very confident. He was living as a shepherd for his father-in-law in the wilderness. He had lost his status as a prince in Egypt after committing murder. And the Israelites might not trust him because he was raised as an Egyptian. So when he heard God's call to lead Israel, he immediately thought of all the obstacles that stood in his way. But if you notice, God didn't answer his objections. He simply said, "I'll be with you." Like a father running behind his child wobbling down the road of his new bike, God would be with Moses. Moses just had to keep looking forward, looking at the goal of the liberation of the people of Israel, instead of looking for all the reasons why he shouldn't do it. Real though they were, these obstacles that Moses thought of couldn't erase God's call, because God himself would accompany Moses on the journey. Each one of us has been called by God. Each one of us has a God-given path to follow. And certainly each of us has obstacles in that path. But rather than focus on the obstacles and the negative, God wants us to lift up our eyes and focus on him and on the path that he's chosen for us. How many of us here have dreams? Well, I'm going to put up my hand because I do have dreams. Some vision of the wonderful things we'd like to accomplish in our lives. What about the dreams for God and for our church? It's quite possible that those dreams come from God, just as Moses' dreams of a liberated Israel came from God as well. So my little bit of advice is, don't focus on the potential pitfalls. Keep on dreaming. Keep your eyes on God and your dreams, not on the obstacles or the things that give us a reason not to do things. Just as God told Moses, he's telling us, "I am with you." So let's get going, you and me together. Heavenly Father, we believe you support us even when we feel inadequate. Help keep our eyes on you and take each step in faith in your care. Amen.
Radio.org.au